With the Warriors arriving in Houston late Sunday afternoon, the team heading directly to the Toyota Center for a practice with Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals against the Rockets set for Monday night here in Texas. And this is the talk after practice with head coach Steve Kerr.
What do you think about the connections in the NBA? Like, for example, in the first round, you were coaching against Greg Popovich. You played for it. Second round, it's Alvin Gentry, somebody who used to be on your staff. Now you're talking about Mike D'Antoni, somebody new from your Suns days. Is it a small world, a small surreal world when it comes to connections?
The NBA is a small world. It really is kind of a fraternity, and you get to know everybody, some people better than others, and it just seems like in this playoff run, I'm coaching against guys who I know pretty well. But we all know each other, and it's just kind of a random thing this time. But you know, as you go through the NBA and you coach or you play or whatever, it does feel like a small circle, and you kind of get to know everyone pretty well.
What dynamic does that add to the competition?
None. It's just, you know, I coach my team and Mike coaches his and Alvin coaches his, and I think I can say with genuine honesty we're all happy for each other's success, and we all would much rather win than lose, but you know, you go out and you compete, and whatever happens, happens.
Is this even slightly more of a potential center series for you guys just because they have a center and they'll play more than the Pelican series? Or is it still kind of the same issue?
The way the league is played now, it's just, it seems like more and more teams are going small. It's harder and harder to play traditional centers. But yeah, they play Capella, they play Nene, so you know we can play some of our bigs. But you know every game is a little different. You just got to get a feel for it and do what you think is right.
How tough has that kind of been in this postseason with how loaded you guys are? You know, how many centers you have?
Yeah, I mean it's kind of the way it's shaken out, and it's tough for the guys who play center. You know, I think for us as coaches, we just do whatever we think is right. And the good thing is, you know, especially when you get to the playoffs, you get to this stage, it's not like players are complaining because they're not playing. I mean, everybody's just here to win, and everybody accepts their roles, and you just go.
Steve, what do you think of having such a long stretch in between the series and all that?
It's not really that long, really, compared to what we've seen in the past. I mean, we've had 9-day stretches several times in the last few years. So this is a 6-day gap. It's actually been kind of nice, a couple days to recover for the guys who played a lot of minutes in the New Orleans series, and then a good 4 days to prepare. So I haven't minded it at all.
Steve, you went into this season talking about how hard it is to go postseason after postseason after postseason. You were going to rest your guys. You did rest your guys, presumably for a series like this. What kind of shape do you think you guys are mentally and physically going into this?
I think we're in excellent shape mentally. I mean, this is the most dialed in we've been all year. You can just feel it in practice. You can see it in the guys' faces. Physically, other than Patrick McCaw's injury, you know, we're in good shape. The guys who are playing heavy minutes for us all feel pretty good, and they're all ready to go.
Steve, what's your...
Was there ever a fear that you had that they wouldn't be able to get to this point in terms of how dialed in they were?
My only concern was the last couple weeks of the regular season. Our defense was really bad, and defense is hard to turn on. Offense is a little easier to turn on, and fortunately our guys picked it up right from game one against San Antonio defensively, and we've looked like ourselves as a result, because that's what everything is based on for us, is our defense getting stops and letting our guys get out in transition.
When you think of all the teams that you have beaten or faced in your term as Warriors coach, as a playoff opponent, where did this Houston Rocket team stack up?
I haven't really given that any thought. I know we've played some great teams, they're right there at the top. I mean, they won 65 games for a reason. They're loaded. They're well coached. They have a great format, the way they play. They make it very difficult for you to guard. And they are much better defensively than they've been in the past, too. So it's an excellent team. I don't know how they stack up with all those other teams. I don't even remember any of those other teams. It's just the Rockets right now.
Is this game one more pivotal than other game ones you've been a part of that can, you know, can kind of feels like it can potentially swing the series?
It's different. This game, you know, because we've never been on the road to start a series in the last 4 years, it feels different. I've been on both sides of the equation in series like this as a player, as a coach. If you can go in and get a road win in game one, changes the whole dynamics of the series. We felt it against Oklahoma City a couple of years ago. They came in and got game one against us, and it definitely changes the tone. You know, you always hear the old cliche about the series starts when the visiting team wins. If you can do that in game one, it truly changes the series, and obviously that's our goal, and we'll see what happens.
Steve, earlier today, Chris Paul said that it was kind of always obvious to him that at some point he was going to see you guys in the playoffs. Was there a sense of inevitability that you guys were going to have to go through the Rockets?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you never know, but you're watching games all regular season, and and they're running away, winning 65 games. Pretty good chance that's going to be the matchup. But you try not to think about it too much because you've got work to take care of, and both teams have done that, and now here we are.
Steve, how big has Chris DeMarco been in the preparations leading up to this?
Houston is Chris's team, and he's done a really good job getting us prepared. And we've had more time, the last few days to really go all in with the whole staff. But he's done an excellent job.
Capella's really had a pretty strong presence in the first two rounds. What dimensions does he bring that cause you concern?
Well, he runs the floor. He's really fast for a big guy, and he puts a lot of pressure on you. With lobs, the lob threat, and because they have all the three-point shooting around him and around their guards, it changes the dynamics on the floor. So you've got to account for him and the three-point shooters and the ball handling of Chris and James. So it's a lot of work.